been taken through 1.5, 2 hours of quite intense dance, meditative, slightly therapeutic process. I realized about 2 minutes ago I had a mind somewhere up there. yes, I just needed that thing to kind of get that on writing again. You're welcome. I can tell you one thing, I have no idea what I planned, but I really needed to say, and now I'm going to skip a lot of the theoretical stuff.
So these things is obviously, this one is for recording for the organization, and this one is for me to,
I sometimes end up saying things that I myself find really brilliant. and then I come home and I think I want to use that for a web page or something like that. Sounded so good in that moment.
And then a few, so
I can recommend this, by the way, there is a new state things get from these 80 euros in Olympus, really good stuff. Short, I'm born, I grew up in Sweden, live in Germany for pretty much half of my life right now. And I DJ since I was 18, and when I turned 35, I decided to go professionally DJ. It's typically the age where a lot of people stop DJing. and okay, I'm an entertainer and speaker, and yeah, the voice is used in Swedish and stuff like that. But before that, or actually my whole life, I've been a spiritual seeker. So when I was like 20, 21, I started out with dance things. That was like, I knew when I was dancing, something happened that was outside of whatever. Somewhere I ran into the integral stuff, and about half a year ago in Berlin, some friends who kind of there, say that they grieve, they really grieve. They love the straight experiential stuff. Mm-hmm. And they go like, oh, that is Ken Wilber, it sounds interesting. Can you do it in a way? And it was like, and I realized that I think a lot of people, when they get to know the integral first, kind of run into the theoretical part somewhere first. And then they might go into the practical aspect. But these guys wanted to kind of take me to the core of integral theory through practical experience. And there came a storm in October, and the telephone line was knocked out for 5 weeks, and I didn't have any internet. And I'm not in a small studio, so I thought, okay, now I'm going to create the integral dance of life, which is taking you through 50,000 years of evolution. Normally, this process takes about 4 hours with everything.
Divided by 10.
So we're going to divide that by 10. No, and so what's so wonderful is that since a few weeks I have this notion, it doesn't work the way I worked it out half a year ago. And I've been kind of going like, to be honest, I got like, sneak out. Fuck, I have to do it. It's good for your, you know, it's good for your CV to say I've been a presenter at the international. So I'm just going to go there and get 180 bucks back. I'm just going to go there. It's 1 hour. I'm going to do something with these guys and call it into the best life. And that's it. And then I'm walking into this presentation by Peter. The other Peter, the British guy, about 3 hours ago, and he just this kind of now I know what I can do with you guys. And so the question is, did anyone of you ever sneak into a party where you're not invited, or you sneak cinema or in Sweden into the bars before we were allowed to drink alcohol. Anyone ever did it?
You just
No, I remember. Steal some apples from somewhere, you know, any.
Okay, so who did not ever do anything? Please raise your hand.
So this Peter guy, he delivered the sneak in to turkeys. Turkeys. So we can sneak into turkeys back like. And that goes through actually going back and not forth. Like he showed this model where he sees like there's connection between orange.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Hi, welcome.
She's sneaking in.
There's a connection between orange and amber blue. There is a connection between green and red. And there is a connection between teal yellow and purple. And there is a connection between
turquoise
and...
Yes!
You know you're into a theory. Very good. Check that one. Skip that part. No, we have to put that part in. So, one way that I like to look at the integral as in the stage integral, or all these second tier, is you're looking back and you see all the creativity in the stages before that. And then you start to be able to mix up all the creativity impulses out of humanity from the past. And what happens is kind of explosion of creative impulses, which I think is mirrored in this conference. We have 600 participants out of 200 being presenters. So there is this, and all of these presenters are so different. So there's a sign of explosion of creativity. And there is this notion where I think it is, though, on yellow, still kind of fueled by the past. And then I was thinking, so one thing that might happen with turquoise is that starts to get fueled basically from the future. Turning the direction upside down. And that means actually to enter uncharted territory. There is no path crossing this piece of grass. If you want to walk over to that other house, there is 10,000, 100,000, 1 million ways that can be walked across. There is no right way, but there is an intention. So, those of you who are experienced meditators, you know the space where you go into a kind of timelessness. Who knows that? Or maybe even just slight moments? Okay, you know it. What about you? And I there's a kind of idea that keeps coming up that in that space, if you would enter that space with a slight intent before, you could say like, give me a little hint. Where should I put my next step across this course? What is my perfect next step? Just give me guidance. Something like that. So when we're going to sneak in the back way into turquoise, that is your job. Final part, then we're going to start. Sometimes when I create these things, I realize that I create them as more of a challenge to myself, actually. And then when I invite other people to try this out with me, when I do this in the Berlin area, people kind of know me, so they know Ola says the title of the book and maybe the title of a chapter, but they know it's up to them to do, you know, to do the right thing. So if anyone of you is here, though, expecting that this is going to be really laid out in one step, up to that, and you do that, and you do that, and then you get an exam at 6 o'clock, you're invited to experiment letting go of that concept. Okay. So, any questions?
A sentence coming up from John Kehoe, who said, I healed myself from the future. Mm-hmm. So he was not able to move, had really bad injury, and then he went into the future and asked his future self to heal him, and it worked. So that was coming up when you said sneak into the future.
Okay. By the way, one thing where we're talking about evolution, you may call this one up. So this is something like, where does it start? This is about 3.5 billion years ago. Yeah? And we are somewhere down there. And one thing is quite interesting. This one started with one. If you think of that, biologically seen, we all have one common ancestor. Now, let's go a little bit to another one. So, what happened from here to here? That's basically what the journey is about. The 4-hour version.
The aliens came.
So theory I think you can just kind of make yourself comfortable, however, you're allowed to or invited to close your eyes. Somewhere inside of you, something resonated with something that I just said. And if you still have that present, let's go back to that thing that resonated. If there's a new impulse that has been coming up in between, you go with that new impulse. Maybe you allow your breathing to be slightly, Sunday morning you wake up and, you can kind of relax a bit, fill your lungs, and it's kind of like a little nice impulse somewhere. And this impulse is going to let you sneak in the back door to the next, or the further next, or whatever is your further next evolutionary step. Might be a very small step. It might be mind-blowing information coming. It might appear as nothing. Or, shut up, guy, and start some music. I want to do something. You know, something appears. Somewhere through absolutely normal. It's a default mode of the mind. And you have the task part of your mind. The task part of your mind can come back in, and the task part has the task to look for that impulse for a timeless connection. You might go deep inside of you into a point of nothingness. It might go into your heart as an expanding field of love. It might be an expansion of the wow into kind of universal or beyond universal realm. Whatever it is, your present path. Senses are here, checking that you're safe. Is this present moment safe? Is this present moment safe? Is this present moment safe? But you don't think that, but that's what your senses are doing. Checking out for you. ask you right now to connect to this present moment through starting to smell the air in this room. Within the coming 60 seconds or so, I'm going to give a sharp clap. And that is like waking up like a cat. Suddenly wakes up out of sleep and is fully awake and present. The ice goes off and it's checking its surrounding immediately. So when the clap comes, open your eyes, be here now. Like a cat in that situation, you know, cats will suddenly start chasing a mouse within half a second. If you have an impulse that comes for immediate action, follow that one. Just go with it. Tribal time. There's no specific safety with other humans. They might even steal your food. Or not. probably several hundred thousand years doing stuff like this. And probably at some point, I mean, food is important, shelter is important, sex as reproduction of the race is important. That's about it. What would you do if there is suddenly a tiger or a lion appearing over there at the horizon? Wah! You hear the roaring of some wild animal. You can't see it, but you heard the sound of some. Some bring themselves in safety and some stay in the back. Some go like, I want thank you. okay, I'm coming in as some kind of alien thing, kind of giving you, you know, like in the, what was the movie, Space Oddity, that movie, like this alien thing comes in and sends you a little piece of information, and that one is, one day, like you guys actually started to do over there, did you notice how you attacked over there? You started to work together and you move together rhythmically. And that is what one day, maybe 50,000 years ago, a bigger group of this loose horde started to realize that, hey, when we start to move together, 10, 12 people together in rhythm, we've got power. So I'm going to put on some more rhythmic music, which is your transitions into purple. This is really fast track. you can start already now. Now you start to look for like common rhythm. How can you start to find kind of movingness together? It's not so much about doing it, it's more like, what is rhythm? What is rhythm? What brings rhythm together with other people coming in? Maybe you're more giving rhythm, maybe you're more following rhythm, maybe you are checking rhythm.
Thank you.
Vitality. Mm-hmm. You know, like, yes.
So maybe I heal my senses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we may be a photographer.
Yeah. Maybe not so much in that kind of like anarchistic, individualistic way, but you should know your red part so that you can be in of unique contribution and all these things. And then one point I realized that like quite often the first 5-6 years, any kind of process, it was a bit like, yeah, well, the two first ones, we don't need to know, do them. We can start off with red and then we go on. I don't know, anyone else experience something like that? It's kind of, where am I going? There's kind of tendency to skip beige and purple and start off with red and then go on. And I just realized some things like, this is so important to go back there and have that in living, because I mean, if you're around the integral for quite some time, you've been working through, you know, like from red and so on, I suppose. But maybe not so much, so it's also okay.
That was one of the best lectures at Beaver, for me at least. And what he said also was that once you start reaching the higher stages, there is an interest in the lower ones. Mm-hmm. And many people are ashamed of that. There are many quite advanced facilitators that go to each courses in shamanism or become ritual and spiritual in a way that is not looked well upon from the orange perspective. And there is some kind of work of cleanup, but also integrate the stuff that we're hearing through maybe too much. So there is a lot of... there was many more points made, but one of those most important ones, how healing that is to go back.
Two years ago, there was a woman from South Africa, I think, who's the healing power of purple, so that Africans have access to that power. And for me, it was very good to start from the future, from the with the intention to explore what juice is in the stages. So that was the intention. And that made it possible, because otherwise I maybe would have been stuck in wherever. But so it was not with the weight of the past. It was just, what's there?
So natural, like, okay, you're not the harm, you're not threatening us, okay, you can be part here. Come,
yeah,
come
yeah,
and
yeah,
yeah. It was also including others was so easy.
Mm-hmm.
That was really easy,
yeah,
natural. Because we felt safe
safety.
Yeah.
This, you know, kind of the safety things finding them back in the body. That's also when you go on evolutionary challenges, whatever. We don't know what we are really meeting. You know, it's like there is no, there isn't really a map for the future. Or it might turn out to not be valid. And then to kind of to know this day that I have these kind of body or interior basic safety spots I can go back to and say, like, yeah, it's a bit stormy right now. How do I solve it? I don't know right now. I'm safe. You know, and at least that's what I notice more and more in meditation, is actually this really time-free, the safer I feel body-wise, the bigger the spaces are developed enough. So I'm, by now, like, if I want to go really far or deep, I cannot sit anymore. I have to lay down on a big bed where I feel really safe and comfortable, and then you can go like, so there's a safety in the body. The body is, wow. So yes, anchoring safety.
Tibetan dream yoga and out of body kind of training for myself. And for years I couldn't find out when was it that it worked out really well, because I had periods when there was a lot happening and it was super interesting, and then there were periods where nothing happened and I was thinking I was doing the same thing. So what is the connection? And after years I realized exactly what you're saying, that when my body wasn't safe and wasn't relaxed, it didn't work. So not sleeping, I couldn't access those higher states. But when the body is safe, when the body is relaxed, then it works. And I find it, I don't know about you guys, but I find it super challenging to relax. Like, I think almost like being more purposeful, more with working with intent and, you know, getting all the energy to do something is easier for me than to just relax.
I read a mental study, I want to share this because I think it can be useful for someone. It's so simple, but for me it made a big difference. So we looked at what is the preconditions for safety, trust, relaxation, and joy to emerge. And what they found is three things. The first thing is very basic, like make sure that your physical surroundings feel safe for you. And just check that and say, wait, I'm physically safe. I can be on this bed or on this floor or whatever, and sometimes you need to move somewhere to do that. The second part is just like, can I be okay with myself? And most of the time I'm not. But like, can I be okay with myself? And the second part is, can I be okay with other people in the world? So each time that I'm not safe, I'm like, okay, can I trust this building? I think that the roof will fall or something. Like, yes, I can. Can I trust myself? Most of the time, like, yes. Like, is there somebody here that I really think will do me harm? Like, and those three questions, for me, they help.
Well, an amazing practical trip is actually really, whenever you do something like anything like that, go and have a piss before you start.
I did.
Because it's such a, because it is such a low-key irritator that it's one of the earliest things we have learned to control. You know, we started to learn to control the eyes a little bit and then, it's a very early one to learn to control. So we do that pretty unaware that there is a control going on, and if you kind of want to go, how to say it, like spaciousness, like really, you know, whatever symbolically is kind of pre whatever that is, you need to be in a state where it's okay to relax your left and your yes, wisdom from the people above 50. Okay, guys, I would like to round up. We have 20 minutes past 6. What is it going on the next thing? They're opening it in about an hour, and then the constellation evening starts in about an hour. Quickly checking, is there someone who says, like, hey, I really need to share one thing before it's not okay for you to end?
Yes. I kind of miss the link between these stages, beige, turquoise, purple, yellow. I was kind of wondering how this is supposed to help me for second year.
Presented by a British guy this afternoon who's been working, I think he said 10 years on and yet he found that there is certain.
Just check a week. Are we over time?
Oh, we are a bit over time, yes.
I feel like I need to go.
Okay. Let's put it like that. For me, it's a totally new impulse since about 4 hours, and it was like an experiment to see if it works, if I first try to take you into the kind of whatever time-free space, and then from there send you back. And let's have a talk about it on the side. It's like concepts, and at the moment someone is rewriting the map. You know, saying, man, that was the old map, here's a new map. This one is showing different. At the moment, there is no proof that the other either is better than the other one. So I just kind of gave it a chance to try out. So thanks a lot for coming around. Anyone who likes my